You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome in to Outkick the Show. I am your fearless leader, Clay Travis, and I hope all of you are having fantastic Wednesdays, wherever you may be across this great country or this great land. We got a lot to get to all throughout this show, but I want to start with information that should be leading the news, I think, everywhere. Should be a major point of discussion all over this country. We have set, according to the CDC, utilizing FBI data, an over 100-year record for murder increases in this country. That is, the rate of murder increase, which rose 30% in 2020, is higher than any year-to-year growth going back basically as far as anyone can trace murder in this country. And the reason why this happened is a direct result of defund the police. This is massive. This is significant. This is worthy of discussion. It should be a major point of contemplation here. All of the people who argued that Black Lives Matter, as aggressively as they possibly could, athletes, celebrities, politicians, social justice warriors, they demonized police in the process. And I told you this was going to happen. When you demonize police, you keep police from doing their job and you open up opportunities for the criminal element to sweep in. And overwhelmingly, of the 5,000 plus people who were murdered in 2020, the rate of increase from 2019 was 5,000 plus in terms of new people who were murdered. Overwhelmingly, do you know who they were? Black. Young black men. Overwhelmingly black. The percentage of people, because of Black Lives Matter protests, there were more people who died in 2020 that would otherwise be alive today. And that's because BLM and their allies, celebrities, athletes, politicians, all decided to demonize police in the wake of the George Floyd incident. Now, I've been straightforward. Police commit crimes. They deserve to be prosecuted. But trying to argue that police are in some way a threat to the general population in America is just flagrantly not true. Police save thousands and thousands of lives every single year. And when you demonize them, the natural result is the murder rate skyrockets. There's nothing surprising about this to anyone with a functional brain. And what should happen is the people who argued in favor of defund the police should be held accountable. They should never be elected into any office ever again because it's the dumbest argument that any politician has made, that any athlete has made, that any celebrity has made, that any blue check brigade member on Twitter, that any social justice warrior has made in my life. And the results are now in, and it led to an unprecedented increase in murder in this country. Police matter. We don't need to defund the police. We need to fund the police. And we need to fund more of them. We need to put more people on the streets who are police officers. What's wild is, this was a Bill Clinton platform in 1992. Bill Clinton ran by getting tough on crime and arguing that we needed 100,000 more police on the streets. And somehow, the Democratic Party has gone so insane that a policy that was endorsed by Bill Clinton, and by the way, by Joe Biden, when he was in the Senate, and actually is a good policy, because the more police officers are on the streets, the lower the rate of crime is. This is a fact. And somehow we've lost touch with all facts in favor of emotional arguments that are entirely and completely illogical. We got a couple of different stories out there in the world of sports. Stephon Gilmore refused to have his contract modified, so the Patriots have traded him to the Carolina Panthers for a sixth rounder, substantial addition to the 3-1 Panthers as they hope to get Christian McCaffrey back and hope to be able to contend in the NFC South. What might they need? A good corner to help go up against Tom Brady, maybe Jameis Winston when he's playing well, certainly Matt Ryan. There are some accomplished passing quarterbacks in this division. Your goal every year is to win your division. Stephon Gilmore, his tenure with the Patriots is over. He's headed to the Panthers for a sixth-round pick. Another sign, by the way, that the Patriots are selling on the season. They've lost three home games. They're sitting at 1-3. They are several games back already of the Buffalo Bills in the AFC East. I don't think the Patriots are a legitimate threat to make the postseason. News out of Chicago. Justin Fields has been named the Bears' starting quarterback, replacing the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton. So far, the starting quarterback rookies have done really bad as quarterbacks. Mac Jones, certainly, notwithstanding what he managed to pull off in the second half against the Titans, Zach Wilson. Trevor Lawrence hasn't won yet. Justin Fields was really bad in his one start so far. And Trey Lance is still early in his tenure with the San Francisco 49ers. We'll see if Jimmy G ever gets his job back. But Justin Fields, now the Bears' starting quarterback, we'll see how he does as the Bears' latest quarterback. I think, unfortunately, the issue in Chicago is not necessarily the quarterback's poor play, although that certainly factors in, but it's also Matt Nagy, who needs to go and has proven to be a failure no matter who his quarterback is, whether it's Mitch Trubisky, whether it's Justin Fields, whether it's Andy Dalton. Nobody is actually having any success at all. You know, I work all day. I do television. I write. I do digital shows. I do radio. And the chair that I'm in matters a great deal as I work all day long. That's why going to get your own incredible chair matters a great deal. You need a chair that can cool you off, that can warm you up, that can massage you. The X chair is that chair. It is phenomenal. We'll also give you a massage if you've got lower back pain. I can be more efficient in my home office than I otherwise would be thanks to X chair. Now you can get your own. You can go to xchairclay.com. That's the letter X, chair, C-L-A-Y.com for $100 off your order. X-Chair has a 30-day guarantee of complete comfort. You can finance your purchase for as little as $30 a month. All you need to do is go to xchairclay.com. That is xchairclay.com. You know, I want to talk a little bit about Coach O being on the hot seat. Now, I just put up my sports gambling picks for college football. 5 straight weeks of winners. We'll be talking with you tomorrow with Todd Furman about some of those gambling picks. But Coach O's on the hot seat right now. He's going on the road against Kentucky. I like LSU plus the points, and I like the under in this game. If Coach O loses this game, there's lots of talk about who might replace him. And the Gene Chizik analogy goes further and further down this pipeline. The names I'm hearing the most are Lane Kiffin. Would Lane Kiffin leave Ole Miss for LSU? You want some spice. There's talk about Lane Kiffin. James Franklin. I think USC is going to be after James Franklin. I think it's possible LSU is as well. We'll see whether James Franklin would leave Penn State. And a little bit of a wrinkle, because the same AD who hired Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M is now at LSU. There's talk that there could be a move to bring Jimbo back to LSU, where he has previously been an offensive coordinator. And that maybe he would want to come back to LSU. Sounds like, essentially, LSU is ready to move on from Coach O, and the Gene Chizik analogy is going to have a great deal of success. And what LSU is telling everybody is, hey, look, Les Miles and Coach O were both able to win national championships here, even though neither guy has been that successful anywhere else. That's just how good of a job LSU is. That's just how good the talent is in Louisiana for high school football. This is a story to put a star on. I know USC is in the coaching market. I think USC and LSU could end up competing with some of the same coaches And I would be intrigued to see whether James Franklin or Lane Kiffin, who I would make the two favorites, end up at LSU. Unfortunate news here. You know, the fallout continues to be fairly substantial from our disastrous leaving behind of Afghanistan. I think that's one reason that China has become so aggressive in exploring the Taiwanese airspace and threatening to invade Taiwan and potentially try to bring Taiwan back under the larger Chinese scope and substance as a part of the homeland of China. But the suicide bomber, the ISIS-K member who blew himself up and killed 13 different soldiers in Afghanistan, turns out that he was in prison at Bagram Airport, the U.S.-owned airfield on the outskirts of Kabul, and that we decided when we abandoned Bagram not to do anything about those prisoners, and that when the Taliban came up and took over in Afghanistan, they allowed all of those prisoners out. And within days of being released from prison, this ISIS-K terrorist strapped himself in a suicide vest, killed dozens of Afghans as well as 13 American soldiers. Even more incompetence from the Biden White House to know now how that attack came to be a reality. It was an utter failure on behalf of the Joe Biden administration, which is why Joe Biden's approval rating has now fallen to just about below 40%, according to a new Quinnipiac poll. But I got to tell you right now, you guys know I love wearing t-shirts, and my friends at Cuts have made the plain old t-shirt the staple. They have made it awesome. Really fun to wear. I wear t-shirts everywhere, but Cuts has shirts, polos, hoodies, crew sweatshirts, all made for men who want to excel in the sport of business. They're built for performance, whether it's the boardroom, bar, gym. They make you sharp wherever you go. They take a plain t-shirt, but make it Tony Stark level incredible with fabric technology, making you confident enough to wear it anywhere. I have these products. I love them. Thanks to Steve Borelli, the founder who started back in 2016, the only shirt worth wearing. That's what GQ Magazine called it. It's really the perfect t-shirt. And right now, it's not just a lifestyle. It's not just clothing. It's office leisure apparel for the sport of business. Get 15% off your first order by going to cutsclothing.com/clay. cutsclothing.com/clay, 15% off the only shirt that you should ever consider wearing. Guys, do you remember when Joe Biden ran his entire 2020 presidential campaign from his basement and he told everyone out there, hey, I'm going to solve COVID? He told us all that. He said that he would rely on the science and that when they got here, meaning the Biden White House, things would get back to normal in a hurry. That's why this data kind of surprised me. Do you know more Americans have died in 2021 from COVID or with COVID than died in 2020 with COVID? So Joe Biden and his administration said Donald Trump was doing an awful job with COVID, right? That was the entire signature statement that they ran their campaign on. That's how they narrowly won an election, okay? By saying to all the suburban moms out there and all the suburban dads, this is Donald Trump's fault, and we'll do whatever it takes to listen to the scientists to get things back to normal. Do you remember that? Remember when Joe Biden came out and said, hey, if you just wear masks for 100 days, COVID will be over? Do you remember all that? Remember when he said, hey, in May, if you get the COVID vaccination, you'll never have to wear a mask again? Do you remember all those stories and all that discussion? Turns out Joe Biden now has more people who have died during his presidency of COVID than during Donald Trump's. And it's unfortunate this became political in any way. But all of this, masks, COVID vaccine mandates, all of the absurd social distancing rules, shutting down schools, telling people not to work and stay in their houses, hasn't done anything to help make us safer from COVID. The virus was going to virus. And I believe in the future, when we're several years away from COVID, people like me are going to be vindicated for what we said in terms of lockdowns not working, masks being virtually no benefit at all, that there was no rational reason to put kids in masks, that all of this was madness, and it was all cosmetic theater. That's what the result is going to end up being. And people who have been the biggest Corona bros out there are just going to pretend that they were never curled up in the fetal position crying, terrified of COVID. Because what you're seeing is more people are dying in 2021, but people are just getting on with their lives. 100,000 people are showing up in football stadiums. People are going to school. My kids haven't had masks the entire year. What's happening is Joe Biden used COVID to get elected as president. And since then, he's been a disaster of a president. But even in COVID, which he claimed would be his signature issue, he's failed. It really is an embarrassment that the country was allowed to be put into this position. We should have never locked down. We should have never shut down at all. We should have gone on with our entire normal life. Yet, there are still people out there in political office. Thank God I don't live in California, and every day more and more people are leaving California. Because Gavin Newsom and all these idiot politicians continue to put new policies in place which are illogical and make no sense. LA, city that I like, had a lot of time that I have spent in Los Angeles over the last decade or so of my life. In fact, I'm going to be in LA next week. LA has announced that starting in November, in order to go to a bar, restaurant, movie theater, work out in your local gym, you're going to have to show proof of vaccination. Something that's never happened in any of our lives for any vaccine. Right? You've never had to show that you got the measles, mumps vaccination shot in order to go work out in the gym or get a beer or go watch a movie or go watch a sporting event. That's now coming to LA starting in November. It is nonsensical. It is illogical. It is not supported by any scientific basis. In fact, but that's where we are as a country. People have completely lost their minds. It's illogical. It makes no sense. But welcome to idiocy. Welcome to absurdity. You know what I want to do? I want to make sure that as we run into fall, that you get taken care of with the ultimate, ultra smooth package. And also that you get taken care of with the Lawnmower 4.0 and the Weed Whacker. These are revolutionary technologies to help you be as well-groomed and as classy and as great-looking as your boy is right now talking to you. I gotta tell you, so many people out there make really bad decisions when it comes to, let's say, your nose hair. If you need ear hair, older you get, the more these things stack up. How about below the belt care? How about the Lawnmower 4.0? How many of you tried to trim and ended up slicing and dicing yourself? It can be an awful feeling. You don't want to make that mistake. That's why you need to sign up today. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code DBAP20. That's DBAP20 at manscaped.com. 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com. You can use the codes DBAP20. Stiff arm your pubes out of the playoffs this year with Manscaped. One more time, that is DBAP20. 20% off and free shipping. Go to manscaped.com, 20% off everything, and get hooked up today. Guy who might need this. Guy who's not necessarily the most popular in the world of sports right now, Urban Meyer. The fallout continues. Urban Meyer had to apologize to his team this morning for his behavior with a blonde inside of a bar when it came to dancing alongside of her. Dancing, grinding on. I would say Urban Meyer was more of a participant in being grinded upon than anything else. But the grinding of the century in the NFL continues to make news. There's people out there who are demanding that he be fired. The owner of the Jaguars, Shad Khan, had to put out a statement about Urban Meyer getting grinded upon. Urban Meyer's own children now have issued statements on Instagram. All of this is crazy. Look, I have gone after Urban Meyer for years and years because I think he is often a liar at Florida. and often a liar at Ohio State, and that he has not told the truth on many occasions regarding incidents that he's been involved in that have been, frankly, indefensible. But for the fact that he wins a lot of football games, he would have been fired at Florida and he would have been fired at Ohio State. He's now 0-4 with the Jags. Remains to be seen how good of a job he's going to do handling Trevor Lawrence. But right now, it is a complete mess, and the story is not even Trevor Lawrence. It's all of the sideshow and carnival that Urban Meyer has brought to bear with the Jags. Now, part of me feels like Urban Meyer and the Jags are going to beat my Tennessee Titans, because that would be par for the course over time. The Titans lost last week to the Jets in overtime. It would make complete sense to me for them to go on the road and also lose to the Jags, because the Titans basically exist to ensure that my life isn't perfect. You can only imagine if my life, if I actually had really good teams to support, I would be the biggest jerk any of you even know. There'd be nothing left to keep me humble. The only thing that keeps me humble is the fact that I have man boobs, and also the fact that my teams cannot win football games. I mean, it's absolutely infuriating. University of Tennessee, Tennessee Titans, they all find ways to choke and to be bad for year after year after year. So we'll see whether or not any of that can change. But I think, and I continue to believe, that this entire Urban Meyer madness is completely overblown. I appreciate all of you. DBAP, unless you need to SBAP. If you don't know what DBAP means, it means don't be a pussy. If you don't know what SBAP means, it means sometimes be a pussy. Somebody says, I'll give you $100 if you swim across that crocodile infested lake. Maybe it's not worth $100. You could say, no, I'm going to be a pussy. But in general, your life advice should be a pussy. Don't make excuses. Don't be a victim. Live your life to the fullest without fear. I am Clay Travis. I will be on television in 30 minutes with Fox Bet Live, breaking down the Cardinals going on the road against the Dodgers tonight. I'm curious to see what's going to happen there. Cardinals have been on fire. Dodgers won 106 games and are being forced to play in the wild card game. Last night, Yankees eliminated by the Red Sox. We'll see what happens in tonight's Major League Baseball wild card game. I appreciate all of you. Tomorrow, we'll do the fade with Todd Furman. It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be at 5 Eastern. And then reminder, I'm going to be down in Aggieland Friday. I am flying down to Texas. We'll be set up with the Outkick bus tour at Texas A&M as they get ready to host the University of Alabama. Crimson Tide rolling into town in Aggieland. Should be a lot of fun. We'll be set up at the Tex Aggs location if you are a fan of Billy Lucci and what they have done at Tex Aggs. I'll tweet out and Instagram out a location where you'll be able to come find us. Look forward to hanging out with all of you. My name is Clay Travis. This has been Outkick the Show. I'll see you guys on television in a half hour, and I'll see you with all the shows tomorrow. Thanks for hanging.